From Wall Street to your street, and Washington, too. Listen to podcasts from the Wall Street Journal and get the world delivered to your ears. Look for us on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and the Google Play Music app. WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.
How's the price of your home? We'll get the latest and go inside the Case-Shiller Report.
What's news from the Wall Street Journal? Top stories without the noise.
I'm John Werdock at the news desk in Washington. What city has enjoyed the strongest growth in home prices in the last year? What about this spring? Let's bring in David Blitzer. He is at the S&P Dow Jones Indices, which puts out the Case-Shiller report. So, David, first of all, let's talk about the month of May first. That's what your data covers. How was May in terms of home prices in 20 major cities?
Home prices continued to go up quite nicely in May, led by the U.S. National Index, which saw a rise of 1.2% before seasonal adjustment. And after seasonal adjusting, and May is typically a very strong month, it was still up by 0.2%.
And what city or cities led the way in May?
The Pacific Northwest, particularly Portland, Oregon, is definitely a hot area. We're seeing substantial growth. Portland was up a little bit better than 1.5%, followed very close behind by Seattle, Washington, up 1.4% for the month.
And what about year over year? You also track that very diligently. What can you tell us about home prices in these 20 major cities compared to last year?
Year over year, we continue to see very solid gains. The national index was up 5%. The 20 city was up about 5.2% in the last 12 months. The 10 city a bit behind that at 4.4%. And looking across all the cities, all 20, saw year-over-year gains.
So every city that you track, literally from New York to Los Angeles and everywhere in between, you saw a gain of some sort when it came to home prices over the last year.
That's right. And this is a pattern we've seen for the last few months. It shows every indication of continuing going forward. There is some concern in that home prices nationally have been rising 2.5 to 3 times faster than the rate of inflation, probably 2 times faster than wages and salaries. So this is very nice for homeowners, but it probably can't go on forever.
Okay, let's get out the map now and let's look at where the hottest cities are when it comes to home prices. So what are they over the last year?
Portland, Oregon was up 12.5% over the last year. Closely behind is Seattle, Washington at 10.7. Behind that, Denver, Colorado, 9.5, and Dallas at 9%. So the Pacific Northwest, and then sort of going down the mountain states and into Texas, looks very solid. California, which had been one of the really strong spots, 6 months ago, still seeing prices go up at 6 to 7% rates, but as certainly not the leading area at this point. The Sun Belt, or at least the Eastern Sun Belt, Florida, is turning in some good numbers. Tampa was up about 7.7%. Miami's up about 6.6%. The Southwest, though, which had been a really hot spot in the housing boom, has faded somewhat, is not turning in such solid numbers.
Let's talk about other places that are fading as well. What's the big laggard city? What city has really been lagging behind, or what two cities or three cities?
New York and Washington have been the laggards. They have been ranked down at like number 19 and number 20 in terms of year-over-year gains. They're still positive, but we're talking about 2%, 2 to 2.5% for New York and Washington compared to the double-digit numbers in the Pacific Northwest.
Homeowners will most likely remember the meltdown of almost 10 years ago and how housing prices went into the tank and it took some time to get out. Have we fully recovered from that housing meltdown now?
We're getting close, but we haven't fully recovered at this point. The national index is about a little over 2% below its peak. It's up roughly 35% from its bottom. So we're getting close. If we keep going at the current rate, we'll probably be at a new peak on the national index before the end of the year.
He's David Blitzer at S&P Dow Jones Indices, joining us with the latest on the Case-Shiller report. David, thanks as always.
Thank you. Have a good day.
David Blitzer, just one of the experts who appears here on What's News to talk about the big stories of the day. I'm John Werdock at the news desk in Washington for the Wall Street Journal.
Got an Amazon Echo or an Amazon Tap? Listen to the Wall Street Journal as part of your flash briefing. WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.